When I was in graduate school for my degree in social work, I had to meet with a mentor once a week. And before going to see this mentor, I had to prepare verbatims of, the interviews I had with clients, pointing, to the various engagement skills, assessment, and interventions for, these clients. And, when I handed, these verbatims in to the supervisor, he, said, you say very little during your interviews with people. Why don't you talk more when you, analyze these people? And I said, well, I'm afraid that I may say the wrong thing and that will hurt them. He said, well, you need to work through that because this profession is one about talking and you cannot be afraid. But also, the people who are in front of you have already been hurt and you're not going to hurt them any more than by what you may ask them by using your words. Well, my brothers and sisters, today's readings are about fear and being afraid. Being afraid and being fearful are normal emotions to various situations throughout the course of our lives. And I gave you an example of one. Well, today's first reading, the prophet Jeremiah has much to fear. And for one to understand this, one has to read the entire chapter 20 of the book of Jeremiah to understand what is going on. All what we are given here is, a brief excerpt. So I will tell you a little more about, chapter 20. As you know, a prophet is someone who is sent by God to be his voice in guiding people to lead a right and just life. And Jeremiah has been sent, to the Israelites, and they are not listening. And one of the temple officials, whose name is Pashur, has him, taken into custody, locked in stocks, and humiliated. And this is why Jeremiah says, terror is all around me, and I am afraid. And as the reading goes on, from what we are being given here is, God, is with him, and God promises that the ones who are unjust to him will be, brought to punishment. But God is always saying, I will be with you. Well, for us, this is where the reading ends. But if one continues to read chapter 20, we see what happens is more conflict with Pashur. And Jeremiah being, caught in between, the fears, the emotions of both fear and trust. And though that conflict becomes a reality for Jeremiah, being conflicted between fear and trust, fear of being hurt, being injured, trusting in God that God will in some way protect him. And the gospel reading today, Jesus says to the disciples whom he is about to send out to, preach the good news, says, fear no one. And he is saying this to them because he is already aware that there are going to be some difficulties in their ministry, that they're not going to be welcomed by everyone they meet. There will be, verbal threats, possible physical harm. But he reassures them that God will be with them. Do not be afraid. It has been said that fearing God is the beginning of wisdom. And fear of God is something which is a gift of the Holy Spirit. But if one looks at this, it is, you know, something where with fear of God, we live in fear of being, you know, lost, fear of being put to the side, fear of the loss of eternity. And this is where fear is a, you know, a protective mechanism that causes us to grow closer to God. But here, this is about trust. Because things do happen in the course of our lives. Even, you know, like within Scripture, you know, from the from the gospel reading, you know, when Jesus speaks about, you know, about not being afraid, he says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground unperceived by your Father." Meaning, the sparrow will still fall, but God is still there and will care. Well, things happen to us. And right now, you and I are in this, you know, coronavirus pandemic. We have every right to be fearful because health can be compromised. People have died. People's businesses have diminished. And we have to keep on, you know, being alert to what is around us and following, you know, various precautions that have been given. And we cannot give into our fear by participating in reckless behavior. This is about trust in God. Trust that God still loves us, God is real. And when we come here as an assembly, we eat of the body and drink of the blood. And that is trust in itself, that the food that we take will be the spiritual food that we need for our journeys. My brothers and sisters, as we continue with our journey, let us continuously be, you know, cognizant of our fear, and at the same time, going to God, asking for the help to be able to overcome this, and being able to participate fully in loving God and loving neighbor as just as Jesus did.